Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
And we're here to discuss season 2, episode number 11, titled Santa. Before we begin, we'll open with any feeling stick talking points. I surprisingly don't have one. Heather, do you?
I do.
Okay.
Zoe is going to be on as the host of the dating game with Michael Bolton.
Very exciting.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
Are you going to watch, Joan? Celebrity dating game, actually.
Oh, celebrity.
Wait, who's going to be on?
Zoe
is the host of Celebrity Dating Game.
Oh, the host.
So normal people go on and they play the game and one of their people might be a celebrity.
That's coming back. I remember that in the 70s and 80s.
The dating game.
Yeah.
This is celebrity dating. Yeah.
I'll watch. Joe, will you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I would. I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I think it's coming out in the spring.
Maybe by the time this podcast hits.
Oh.
Because we record ahead of time.
Nice.
Joe, do you have any feeling stick talking points?
No, but I did last week say that when doves fly, and the song is When Doves Cry.
Oh,
by Prince. I heard that come on the radio this morning.
You did?
And I was like, oh my God, we just talked about that last night. My radio listening to me now?
Fly?
And remember when the bird wouldn't fly?
Right.
And I was like, hey, that's a Prince reference. When
Prince
doves
reference.
Fly.
Yeah.
But it wasn't When Doves Fly. It's When Doves cry.
I am embarrassed that neither one of us caught that. We said it. We're like, good job, Joe. When Doves Fly.
Thank you for your honesty, Joe.
Yeah, so I caught that on the radio, thank God.
All right, with that, we'll get into this episode. The episode description for episode 11, Santa, is, while attending multiple holiday parties in one night, Jess tries to avoid Sam, and Nick tries to keep up with an adventurous date. Mm. Guest stars from this episode include Jerry's Poindexter, who plays the Santa / police officer. He is from Everybody Hates Chris, and he was also in Aquila and the Bee.
Mm.
All right, so we're going to jump into the episode. You guys ready?
Yes.
So we're in the loft, and the gang is decorating, and they're talking about when they first found out about Santa not being real. And Jess said she just goes on believing forever someone wanted to bring her presents. And Schmidt says that ruining Christmas is very bad for their brand, they being Jewish people. And he wasn't allowed to tell any Christian kids the truth. And Winston says, whether or not Santa's real, and a little argument ensues because they're making fun of Winston for thinking Santa might be real still. And he says, shut up, stupid. And there's a cranberry fight, and a cranberry ends up stuck in his ear. What are the chances?
Crazy.
Right?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened in life, but it's crazy.
I don't think it's happened from someone throwing it, but...
No, not from someone throwing it.
So the credits roll, and then we're in the loft still, and we see that they've pulled most of the pieces of cranberry out of his ear, but not all of them, so he's still talking really loud.
Right.
And Nick asks who can take him to his 3 a.m. San Diego flight, and that's when Jess realizes it's their last night together before Christmas, and they have to spend it together, just like last year.
Right.
So they're going to try and hit all the different parties they've been invited to all together, which the guys are reluctant until she decides that she's going to be the designated driver.
Yeah, it's like a lot of parties.
It is a lot of parties. So Nick says the only way they can get away with this, I'm sorry, Schmidt says, is if, now I'm not sure who said it, but someone said they have to do an Irish goodbye, which is when you walk out and don't say goodbye to anybody.
Right.
Which is a tactic I think we've all used, but I'm going to discuss that in discussion questions.
Me too in discussion questions.
Jinx. So Nick says, you guys don't be awkward with my stripper girlfriend. And everyone recommends a good first step would be not to keep calling her stripper girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he talks about how...
Or thirsty.
Yes, he's moved on from thirsty, luckily.
Yeah.
Or then he discusses how unpredictable she is and how, like, how good it's going. But you can tell, like, maybe he's not totally comfortable. So I'm going to jump into the first party then, if you guys are good with that.
Yeah, I just want to say that I relate to Winston for having to yell, because I, too, have hearing problems, and I'm getting tubes in my ears. And my sister likes to tell me that I'm talking too loud sometimes.
I don't like to tell you that you're talking too loud. I just like to help you not be embarrassed in public. Okay, so we're at the first party. We see the invitation. This is Sadie's cookie decorating party, which I think... sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally go to that. Schmidt is refusing to speak to Cece. Angie and Nick are decorating cookies, and he's trying to show, like, how cool and edgy he is. So he makes a gigantic gingerbread murder cookie.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That's not okay. That's not how we do Christmas around here.
No, it is not.
And Angie makes a cookie that just has "let's have sex" on it.
Oh, that was so funny.
And Nick tries to, like, be cool and not freak out. But before he can... Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. I wrote the next scene... is not with Nick. It's with Schmidt and Cece, and they see Sam, and Jess tries to hide behind Schmidt and Cece, forcing them to be next to each other and trying to grab everybody and telling them they have to leave. And that whole scene was just great. What did you guys think? The trying to leave.
Hilarious and extremely relatable.
Very relatable.
I have been there.
What about you, Joe?
Well, I think the best part of that party was when Jess kept running into the glass doors.
We're not at that part yet.
That was hilarious.
Well, there's so many parties. I get them confused.
I know. Yeah, and I was worried about that when I was taking notes. I was like, this is going to be a fiasco.
And I don't remember the cookie party, except Nick always liked saying, "my stripper girlfriend."
Right.
And those guys are like, no, don't call that. Don't call her that.
Yeah. That's so a good segue. They move on from the cookie party. They escape from Sam by basically just Jess yelling, "Irish goodbye," and they run away from him.
Right.
So now they're at the fancy Los Angeles pool party, or party out by a pool. Sam is still there. Because Winston told him where the party was. Jess tries to get away from him, and what happens, Joe?
Runs into all the doors.
All the doors.
And she's like, "oh my God, I feel like a bird."
Yeah.
Because none of them had any... I mean, sometimes there are people out there that clean their windows so well that you don't realize it is.
I've done it at my own house.
And sometimes screens are like that way,
too.
Totally.
Yeah.
I had a cleaning lady who cleaned it so well, I walked into it.
Yeah.
In front of others.
Yeah, I've had numerous animals, dogs, you know, and they're like, "oh my gosh, you got to open the door first."
Or kids. Kids do that.
Yeah. So that was a funny scene.
It's dangerous. So after she knocks into a couple doors and is kind of stuck, Sam tries to tell her how he wants her back, but she's not hearing it. She just wants to escape from the situation. So then we're in one of the bedrooms at the party with Winston, Schmidt, and Jess. Winston's still yelling and has a paper rolled up in his ear to try and hear. So cute. And Winston's basically on board with her getting back with Sam, and Schmidt is not, and is saying he's what player wants. He's always going to be a player because he's still mad about what happened with Cece in the last episode.
Right.
They hear Sam and jump in the closet, and Sam starts giving this speech he's been giving in every room in case she's in there. And Winston yells, "what's he saying?" And they get discovered, and just says, "no, it's too late. I'm in love with Winston."
And who wouldn't be?
Oh, I'm in love with Winston.
Yeah, the world.
I actually just took, before you guys got here, a BuzzFeed quiz. Who is your boyfriend from New Girl? And I was so excited. I was even like trying to make it Nick, and I got Winston.
You got Winston. Yeah. Did you hear that, Lamorne?
Yeah, because he listens.
Yeah.
So Winston has to go along with it because he can't hear, so he doesn't realize what's happening.
Right.
And in the next scene, we see Angie and Nick, and Angie's trying to climb on top of a reindeer, and so to try and get her kind of out of the public's eye, not really sure what he's doing, Nick tells her to get in the sleigh.
Yeah.
And instead of having sex, they end up knocking the whole thing over, and he's humiliated,
so,
and she's like curtsying. Could you imagine if that happened at a party you were at?
Oh, that would be so terrible.
So awkward. Could you imagine, Joe?
No, I know.
Joe and I threw numerous holiday parties.
Yes, you did.
And I remember actually two people climbing on top of the inflatable reindeers and the train in front of our house. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What?
I'll say who it was off air.
I bet they don't listen.
So anyways, Cece and Schmidt are now at the party. We're at a scene with them, and Schmidt is trying to give a gift to Cece, or Cece's trying to give a gift to Schmidt. And he says he doesn't celebrate Christmas, also known as White Anglo-Saxon Privilege Night.
Yeah.
And gives the gift to a random girl. I feel so bad for Cece right then.
Oh, that was brutal.
Could you imagine someone just handing your gift to someone else?
I would start crying.
That was very mean.
Yeah.
But he's heartbroken.
Yeah.
So we're at the inside of the party now, and Sam gets the full cranberry out of Winston's ear and says that he's not surprised him and Jess ended up together because you're the only one I was threatened by.
Oh, of the three guys in the loft. That was said.
So Winston gets caught up, brings Sam to Jess, breaks up with her using his voice of that Theodore whatever from a couple episodes ago.
Mullins?
Yeah, or something like that. And throws his drink all over her beautiful coat with a bow.
I love that coat.
Me too.
Yeah.
And she admits that, you know, she lied, and Sam kisses her. And she's like, no, that's not what I want you to do. I don't believe you. You can't just come kiss me. Like, get out of here. We're done. And I feel a little bit bad for him, but I've never been that crazy about him. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not really. It's kind of neither here nor there.
So now we're at a different room in the party, and Angie and Nick are arguing because he says, I know you do this thing all of the time. And, yeah, you're a stripper for now.
Right, for now.
And strings together several insulting things, and she storms off mad at him. And he says, Nick Miller, turning lemonade into lemon since 1981. That's a pretty funny line right there.
Right.
And now we're at a new party, Winston's Works Radio Party, where Winston is getting down to some holiday karaoke.
Oh, yes, he is.
Nick and Jess are hanging out in the radio booth, and Nick pretends to be a doctor to try and get her to, you know, talk about what's going on, about how she's feeling. And she asks Nick, am I right not to believe him? And he says, I don't know. You're the kind of girl
a guy would come back for.
Exactly.
Foreshadowing?
Swoon. That scene means a lot to me.
Very foreshadowing.
So Cece is telling Schmidt what she gave him, which is a bracelet made out of one of the baller medals.
Baller bracelet, yes. And I'd love to see
the tungsten carbide you're talking about.
Is that what it was? I didn't catch what it was.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that, or did you get that on a closed captioning?
It's closed captioning, but...
Because I couldn't understand what they were saying.
No, sometimes they talk so fast. Like,
Do you know? I don't even know what that is. Do you, Joe?
No, it's
a baller medal.
It's almost like brushed nickel.
Interesting. Okay.
So she said she just wanted to give him a gift as a way of saying thank you for telling her that he loved her. And he's like, oh, well, you're welcome. And love is a lie. Still really mad. hanging on to his anger.
Right.
We're back in the radio booth, and Nick and Jess are now talking about Angie instead of Sam. And she says, I think Angie's good for you. You know, she makes you a little less scared. I think you should go get her. And that's when he turns the speaker on and gives a really weird speech to her about how he's poor. And if he had a checking account, that would be an honor. He's a slow runner and he's obsessed with karate, but he just finds her really scary and then goes out and does some really weird, disturbing stripper-esque dance for her.
Yeah.
And, like, disturbing being the key word, no offense to Jake Johnson. And then Angie shows him how to do a stripper dance, and Schmidt interrupts, pushes her out of the way, says she's doing it wrong, and starts dancing for Nick.
Oh, that was hilarious.
So disturbing. I love how Nick slides underneath his legs to escape.
Yeah.
And then they start hitting each other.
Very disturbing.
So Jess is driving really bad because she can't really focus on what she's doing, even though she's a designated driver, because she can't figure out if she made a mistake telling Sam that it was over. And they get pulled over by a police officer. Her jacket smells like alcohol, so she throws it out the window to another police officer. And did you catch Schmidt be like, seriously, there's two of you? I thought there was budget cuts.
Yeah. Of all the inopportune times to say that.
And while she's trying to explain the situation to the police officer, he says, I believe you, because sometimes people are just telling the truth. And he leaves, and everyone thinks it's Santa. And I love everything Winston says. Like, black Santa, black North Pole. Shouldn't he be at home getting ready? First we had a black president, now we have black Santa.
Well, I just was happy because I love any show, any Christmas episode that has something Santa.
Me too.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Well, have we talked about Nick's speech yet?
Yes, we have, Joe.
And the slow runner.
Yeah.
And the zombie book.
He did mention the zombie book.
Yeah, right. And I'm poor.
yeah, that was good too.
That was a funny speech.
Yeah.
So the gang goes to the hospital, and Angie flashes the attending nurse so that they can all get in. They pretend to be carolers, and when they do, when they're caught by security, Schmidt, instead of singing whatever song they were singing, yells Hanukkah, Menorah, just sing and words about Judaism.
In my notes, I wrote, you know, Angie's a really good sport.
Right?
To go along with all that.
And help them in, yeah.
How many hours were in that night?
That was a lot of, yeah, it was very late.
And that's where I think Schmidt says, this is my last Christian Christmas.
I think he says that in the car. Yeah, when they get pulled over.
Yeah. So toward the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jess starts singing I Don't Know the Words, which I find hard to believe because I feel like she knows all the Christmas carols in the world. Mm-hmm. And then her and Sam kiss, and she says, you don't need to explain it. I believe you. And everyone gets ready to go to the next party, and that's when Schmidt invites Cece and uses his wrist multiple times to show her which way the party is.
Yeah.
Indicating that he did keep the baller metal bracelet. And Nick and Angie are missing in the children's hospital. That's all I'll say about that, because that's inappropriate.
Yes, inappropriate.
And that's the episode.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a quick recap for being such a chaotic episode.
Well, because they were all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our favorite Jess look, Joe.
Jess's look?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't really look at her look this time.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just... I don't know. I didn't see anything. Okay,
that's fine. You don't have to have
the jacket. You had to notice the jacket.
The turquoise jacket.
You
know, yeah.
You had to notice the jacket.
I agree with you. There wasn't a whole lot that popped.
And she always had her jacket on, so I don't know even what outfit she had.
She definitely mostly had her dress on.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
but then from the spilled drink on, she had her coat on.
Well, I really appreciated her with the darker eye makeup for the holiday. I thought that was really good. Of course, I'm glad to see her dressing like herself again, which is great. And, but what I didn't appreciate is she's Jess and she's extra. That dress should have had Santa on it. And even though I love the pea coat, she should have been in her red pea coat.
Wow.
For Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
For Christmas, yeah. And like a Christmas pin. I mean, this is Jess we're talking about.
Well, I thought her dress is pretty on brand considering what she wore to the last Christmas party. It's actually very similar.
Yes, it is.
But I loved, and it was a blink and you miss it thing, the belt that she wore with the dress. It was like a hard belt, but it had a bow on it, and it was all completely made of sparkles. You only saw it in two scenes. So
now
I gave
I want to go back.
My favorite dress look is the belt, but I gave the coat a shout out. Like, I think it's cute. I wouldn't wear it because I think anyone else would look ridiculous, but she looked adorable.
Yeah, and it adds to her coat collection.
Yeah. So for best dressed, I put Jess for that reason. Who did you guys have, Joe?
And the best dressed? I don't know. Nobody really stuck out this time because, like we said, they were all together.
Just one outfit pretty much for everybody.
Yeah.
Heather, what about you?
It's always good to see Cece in color, but actually Winnie B in the purple tie and purple plaid shirt.
I thought a lot of purple.
Well, he can carry it off. Mm-hmm. If anyone can, it's Winnie B.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. Mine was the end when he was showing the bracelet to Cece because he was more himself. He has such a cute smile. I've never noticed till we started this podcast how beautiful a face he has when he's smiling.
Still like a perfect face.
Yes. And the jar count was zero. Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I'm going to have to go with the... Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go with Schmidt's lap dance.
Oh, that's a... Yeah. I can't believe I didn't put that, actually.
That was a good thing.
Disturbing, but hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, the lap dance. Yeah. I should say the lap dance try.
When he puts one
arm out of the coat.
Yeah.
Maintain eye contact. So my favorite funniest moment overall, I just enjoyed from start to finish the Winston not being able to hear thing and how it played into the Sam scene and then how it gave them the opportunity to have Sam say, of all of you, yeah, I was the most threatened by you out of all the roommates, which makes no sense because obviously it should be Nick.
Right.
So I liked that. Plus, I just like how Winston is getting more play, as we've discussed
in
season
doesn't?
Two. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment overall?
Okay. I wrote that it... Oh, okay. So, I'm happy, too, that Winston gets more play. And then my favorite funniest moment was... Just seeing she's with Winston and the breakup. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That breakup was awesome.
Theodore K. Mullins. That's
Theodore
what it
K.
is.
Theodore K. Mullins.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment?
So the one that sticks out is the Nick speech. Obviously, oh. that was the best speech with the slow runner, mm-hmm. and he wrote okay. a zombie book. He's
but
like,
it's terrible. Listen,
he's listing all his credentials in a humiliating kind of denigrating kind of way. Yeah.
Yes.
But also, I like when the breakup between Winston's and Jess because. Mm-hmm. It's a subtle humor, and you have to get it, and maybe closed caption helps you understand it. But when he comes in and he's like, "That's it, it's over between us,"
yeah,
and now and then Sam walks up to Justin, yeah, we weren't really dating. He's like, "Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know?
Like
it was an actual breakup.
That dry humor. Yeah, that you have to catch that. I know,
right?
That's the line right there.
And you know, again, there's a lot going on in the episode, so you can miss stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, and you know, everything from you know Jess walking into the door. I mean, it's just subtle
yeah.
humor.
Yeah,
that you almost have to like that humor or right. get those little one-liners.
And then
make.
She's walking into a door and saying, "I feel like a bird."
Yeah,
I love how she says what you think in your head out loud.
Exactly.
So that brings us to the Honey Roast Award for the best character, performance, inanimate object, etc. for the episode. Heather, who gets the Honey Roast Award from you this week?
Well, I'm doing something interesting now. I am taking my funniest moment and looking at that when I make my decision. So, that's part of my decision, that I've never weighed in on that. So I did go ahead and go with Winston because of the. I felt like he was, like, every episode, I feel like there's one character who holds it together.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode, like the glue of the episode, an episode sandwich. And so it would be Winston because he does karaoke, he does the ear, and he does the breakup.
Yeah, that's a
so
good reason.
He's a triple threat.
In this episode, yeah, very strong Winston episode. Joe, who are you or what are you giving the Honey Roast Award to?
Nick on this one.
Interesting line.
Yeah. I also like when Nick says, "I'm laughing into me."
Yeah, she goes, "Are you laughing at me?"
Yeah. He's like, "I'm laughing into me." But I did because Nick's speech I think was the best part mm-hmm. of the show, and then there's a little foreshadowing on just when he said, "Oh, you know, you're the kind of girl that a guy
comes back for."
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that
I
was
love that, part.
That was one. That was probably my favorite quote of the episode.
So
yeah.
I gave,
and he's got his hands full with Angie.
She's a hot mess.
They're not a good pair.
No, I'm not sad when she leaves the show.
No,
I like Olivia Munn. But
I'm actually waiting for her to leave the show because I'm approved.
So I gave the Honey Roast Award to the party invitations because I liked how the scenes told you. It would be obvious they were at a new party by the location, but each one looked so different and had the name of the party or the theme and who was throwing it, and I just thought that was a cute way to break up the episodes.
So you're pulling a Joe. You're giving it to an object.
It's not really. Well, I guess invitations are objects. It was more a transitional
piece.
Tool.
Yeah. Oh, good catch, though.
I'm very excited that I found the bear in this episode. Did you guys?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think you did.
The bear with the Santa hat on.
No.
Santa hat.
Joe, did you find the bear in this episode?
No, I didn't find any bears.
In the opening scene... They're talking about believing in Santa, and Winston says to Nick, "Well, you won't eat mayonnaise on Sundays," or something. And Nick says back, "Because that'll make the Chicago Bears win." I was going to say Chicago Brown Bears, like Schmidt says. Now, anytime I say Chicago Bears, which isn't a lot, I say Chicago Brown Bears.
That's funny.
An interesting fact is that next week's episode, the bear is in the first scene, too.
Yeah, it is.
You don't know. Okay, that brings us to discussion questions. Joe, let's kick it off with you. Did you bring a discussion question today?
On this one, I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever gone to 4 Christmas parties in one night.
Oh,
I went to 2 Super Bowl parties in one day.
Because
here's the deal.
The Christmas parties are always like the first weekend in December.
Because
as you get in December, it's more family stuff. So companies always have it. So I can see husband and wife's parties conflicting, and maybe you got to go to the husband's early and the wife's later, or vice versa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But these guys, they have all four in one night.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's exhausting.
But see, because Sadie's party was a cookie decorating party, I got a vibe that started earlier.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't make the other ones easy to get to. And also the distance driving around Los Angeles and traffic.
And at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're all invited to all the same ones.
Well, I don't think they are. I think that at your work party, you're bringing your friends. Oh, Sadie probably did not invite Winston to her party.
Well, Winston would cook. Cookie decorate.
He would, but you know what I mean.
Nick wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, anything else, Joe?
No.
Heather, did you come prepared for the discussion?
Oh, question? I have to answer yours.
I didn't ask mine yet.
Oh, Joe's. I have to answer Joe's.
Oh, about parties?
Yeah. This one time, I went to 3 Christmas parties in one night. I was
close.
25, and they were all 3 with my granny. Granny's a lot older than me.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not fun. There's
probably no karaoke at those parties.
No, it's just sitting.
Someone knocking over a sleigh.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather, did you come prepared with discussion questions?
Yes. I'm going to eliminate my Irish goodbye question because I know you're going to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and I just wondered, has anyone ever, gotten out of a ticket?
Out of a ticket?
Yeah. I could tell some great stories about Joe getting into a ticket.
I thought of that too.
But we picked on him the last episode.
I know that's a good Joe story, though.
The only ticket I've gotten out of was public urination.
Joe!
Yeah.
Joe!
Yeah.
And this is a G-rated show.
I got out of that.
This is going on the internet, pal.
No, listen, though. I got out of that by saying there is no evidence. So based on lack of evidence... dismissed. I won.
Wait, you went to court?
Yeah, a friend of mine said that. Because it was 2 in the morning and the bars had closed and there was nowhere to go. And you can't drive across the city with your bladder full after a night of drinking. There's no way. So it was in private, wasn't in the public or anything, and somehow the officer saw it and they had... So... My buddy said, Joe, claim this. I heard a guy got off on this once. I said, oh my gosh, I'll try it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound to me like you can, but technically in the court of law, right? You got to have evidence.
I could just
There's
see
no
Joe.
Pictures of me doing it, you know?
Joe, a character on LA Law. You must dismiss. There's no evidence.
I object. He's Nick. He's a lawyer.
So that's the only time there's no, I can't, the females have other things going for them. I don't have going for me. So I can't cry on demand. Yeah. I can't beg and plead. I can't do any of it.
Okay. I love that I've known Joe for 18, 19 years. And I was married to him, and I've never heard that story before.
Joe, you never know what's going to happen. And that's probably why he's the fan favorite.
So anyways, I got out of a ticket once. I wasn't trying to get out of it, but it was so embarrassing. You both already know the story. Joe and my son plays basketball, and he was on a team. And they're, you get to know the parents and stuff. And I was driving him one morning to school, and I made a rolling stop, and I got pulled over. And when the officer came to the door, it was one of the parents of a child on his team.
Fun.
And I started laughing and crying at the same time because I was embarrassed. And also, I don't know why I'm not going to get arrested, but I get so nervous when I get pulled over. So it's so many emotions. And the guy's like, you need to calm down. I'm not going to give you a ticket.
If anyone is not going to get arrested, it's you.
Exactly.
You're the most law-abiding person.
I really am. And so then, a week or two later, and now I make, stupid complete stops. Caden, our son, said I'm going to get a ticket for stopping and waiting
so
too long.
Because
I'm so paranoid about it. So then I walked up to him and his wife, and I was like, oh my gosh, haha, cracky, all these jokes about him. I make complete stops now. Can you believe that happened? She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I don't, tell my family when I pull people over we know.
Oh.
So that I told the story for no reason.
So it's, confidential.
I guess. It's going to the doctor. Or maybe that's his choice.
HIPAA.
Do you have an additional question, Hebs? Oh, wait. Have you gotten out of a ticket?
Oh, yeah. I've lost count of how many I've gotten out of. And
you guys are really sharing today.
We have time.
How do you get out of them?
Well, because what I do, it's a mix. And I start off with tears. And then I go into a really, really, really long story. And I'll be halfway through by the time they're like, okay, all right.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
I've done that.
It's not bad.
Hot yeah. tip. Long
I've
story.
I've done that 3 times that I can remember. But I've had tickets. I've had other tickets. But so it works sometimes.
There's a lot of impatient officers. So I can
I would
see
get
that.
Mad and give her a ticket.
Yeah. They're just,
I think
they're,
that could go both ways.
No, they well, don't have the patience to listen. They're just like
stop
oh,
talking.
I gotta go.
Here's your
or maybe another yeah. call came in during mm-hmm. that time.
Or they're yeah. like, you know what? This girl isn't a criminal.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But, and I think it's also too like, I don't tell a happy story. I'm yeah. telling something sad. So they feel sorry. Plus, I'm like super polite and nice. I'm not mean.
Yeah.
I'm just chatty.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Being mean doesn't help.
No, I would never be mean.
Okay, so my discussion.
Wait, I still have one. Oh, sorry. One. Okay, have you ever gone to a party and run into your ex?
Well, Joe's here right now.
You run into Joe every day.
I'm trying to hide from him, but he saw me.
That's hilarious.
No, I don't think that's... Oh, well, I, yeah, but not, like, in the dramatic degree.
You mean
this
a Christmas
happened.
Party?
In any party,
oh. really.
Or and didn't know they were going to be there.
I'm sure I have, because I'm always friends with my exes, so...
Yeah.
It's not like, you know...
Well, so, you, yeah, you're not in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What about you, Hebs?
Not a party... But, oh my gosh, 2 years ago, my friend and I went to the play Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to dress as flappers.
Oh, God.
We also decided to go to Macaroni Grill for dinner. And the next thing I know, my ex-boyfriend's wife, and I knew who it was because I've seen her on Facebook, but I'm not Facebook friends with them. Comes up and she's like, oh, you two ladies look so cute. Did you go to Great Gatsby? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know who this is.
She doesn't recognize you.
She doesn't know her. Me.
Heather just stalked them. Obviously.
I just stalked. And then my ex-boyfriend walks up. So I haven't seen him in 30 years, and I'm in a flapper suit with a feather coming out of my head.
Why does that story not surprise me?
So it's equally awkward to Jess's.
I hate when you run into people. Like, that is the worst. And it's yeah. always when you look like a homeless person, and you're yes. running to the grocery store, yeah. and you run into them, and you're, like, trying to find a way to work into the conversation, whatever you were doing before that, then make you look like a homeless person. Like, oh, I just came from the gym.
Or, yeah.
I haven't even showered yet.
Oh. Or, I guess you could say you look like Outside Dave.
Basically, yeah. Okay, is that all your discussion questions?
Yes.
So mine was first going to be if anyone's walked into a glass door before, because I feel like it's something Heather's done, but Sherry yes. said that she did.
Oh, I've done it, yeah.
Joe, have you ever walked into a glass door?
I probably have.
Okay.
I don't remember it, but I'm...
You either got knocked out or...
Yeah, there's too many times where I'll be playing ball with, you know... the pets, and they'll run into it, and it's just kind of weird.
Okay.
But I'm sure I have, in some fashion, way, or form.
Okay. Other question was, do you ever employ the Irish goodbye? I am Irish, and I do employ the Irish goodbye all the time. My dad taught it to me, and I love it.
Yeah.
Joe, I feel like you're a big Irish goodbye sort of guy.
Yes and no. I mean, some parties, if they're not so good, I probably Irish goodbye.
You're so nice. You probably don't do it all the time.
It's not rude to Irish goodbye, I don't think.
But Joe's, like, patient, and he would, like, say goodbye to each person.
Not in a party setting.
Oh, not in a party setting?
No.
Oh, okay.
When Joe's ready to go, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. But I just... you know, but always say goodbye to the host.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always say goodbye to the host.
Always say goodbye to the host.
And
and thank them and stuff like that.
Right.
But, I mean, when you're younger, you don't care. You're just going house to house or party to party.
You don't even care about the host. And that's
Well, sometimes, like with mine and Heather's family, it doesn't happen to me, but our mom, when she goes to say goodbye and we're in the car and 40 minutes later, she's still saying goodbye. Like, you had the whole party to talk to my mom. Why are you telling her a 25-minute story right now?
Yeah, it's very... That's frustrating.
So that's when my dad taught me the Irish goodbye, when he's driven me places. Well, that concludes our discussion of this episode. We'll see you next week for season 2, episode number 12, Cabin, a real interesting one. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.